This is Maryland Morning on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. It's a photo you've seen before, a sailor kissing a woman in a white nurse's uniform in the middle of Times Square. It was August 14, 1945, VJ Day, just moments after Japan's surrender had been announced. The picture was taken by Alfred Eisenstadt, and it ended up on the cover of Life magazine. It became one of the most famous photos of the 20th century. Eisenstadt didn't get the names of the people in the photo, and their identities have been mysteries for years. A book called The Kissing Sailor, The Mystery Behind the Photo That Ended World War II, revealed the identities of the couple as George Mendonca, who now lives in Middletown, Rhode Island, and Greta Friedman, who's here in Maryland, in Frederick. I spoke to them in the spring of 2012, and we'll hear some of that interview in a moment. But first, a conversation with the authors of the book, George Galderisi and Larry Varia. I began by asking Varia why he saw the kissing couple's identities as a mystery that needed to be solved.
I think the photo calls one to want to know what's going on in the picture. And the more you're drawn to the picture, the more you sense there must be a story behind the picture. And, of course, because no one knew who the sailor was or the nurse was or anybody else in the photo, it lent itself to a mystery of sorts that begged solving.
But why not just let them be generic and every man?
Well, then you don't know the story. Then we're left with wondering what might have been or what could have been or what was. And instead, I would rather know the story behind the photo. I think those who argue sometimes that just leave it be, if you will, really are passing up on a wonderful opportunity to find out the making of this photo. How did these two people come to meet? Why in Times Square? Why at this particular moment? Was the picture posed? Did these two people know each other? What was their experience like in World War II? What was their experience like after this photo? As it turns out, I think the story behind the photo is very much worthy of the photo itself.
What surprised me in reviewing the research Larry had done already and learning more about the people is the fact that the picture is so remarkable because the three people should have been dead. They should have never been there in Times Square. Very briefly, Alfred Eisenstadt was a German soldier in World War I. His unit was wiped out in Flanders. He had happened to be wounded several days earlier. He was in a field hospital. He was saved. Greta Zimmer Friedman happened to be Jewish, lived in Austria. By 1939, people of the Jewish faith was becoming a very uncomfortable time in Austria. Her family made a wrenching decision that they could save Greta and her sister if they got them out of Austria. So they put them on a boat to New York City, where they went to live with relatives. And tragically, Greta's family back in Austria all perished in the Holocaust. And George Mendonca, Pacific sailor, World War II, all the big battles, Leyte Gulf, et cetera, but most prominently, he was part of Admiral Bull Halsey's task force 38.2, where if you read the history, had their ships wiped out in Typhoon Cobra. Several ships were sunk, over 700 sailors drowned, and he survived that storm. So to me, the most remarkable thing is, wow, they shouldn't have been there in the first place. So,
George Galderisi and Lawrence Varia are the authors of The Kissing Sailor, The Mystery Behind the Photo That Ended World War II. On 88.1, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast, and now a conversation with the two people identified as the subjects of that Alfred Eisenstadt photo. Greta Friedman was Greta Zimmer back in August 1945 when she went into Times Square in her white uniform. I visited her in her home in Frederick, and George Mendonca, the sailor in the photo, joined us on the line from Middletown, Rhode Island. I began by asking George what brought him into New York that day.
That was 14th of August, 1945. My ship was in San Francisco, and I had made reservations to fly out of New York late that night. And I went to New York a few days earlier from Rhode Island, and I was with my date, and we were in Radio City Music Hall. When late that afternoon, they stopped the show and they said, "The war's over. The Japanese have surrendered." So my date and I went down into Times Square, and we went into Child's Bar, and I had quite a few drinks, and the excitement was wild in Times Square. The people were having a great time.
Hold on, I want to ask Greta the same question. Greta, you're originally from Austria. How did you come to be in New York that day?
Because I immigrated to New York when I was 15. After I finished high school, which was Fashion Institute, I needed a job, and I liked the uniform that my friend was wearing. She was a dental assistant. So I rented a dental assistant, I mean, a nurse's uniform, and I started a job.
Why did you go into Times Square that day?
I was not far from Times Square. I was working on Lexington Avenue, and the patients that came in all said, it looks like the war may be over. So I said, okay, at lunchtime, I'm going to Times Square, because if you want to hear the latest news, you'll see it on the Times building going around in lights. So I went to Times Square, and I was staring up at the building, and I saw the letters VJ, just going around, and suddenly somebody grabbed me who was very strong. And I don't know how long I was in that position, but as soon as I got clear, I ran back to work, and I brought the news back. And my boss, Dr. Burke, B-E-R-K, said, okay, cancel all the rest of the appointments. We are closing the office today. So they did that, and I changed my uniform into regular clothes, went home, and when I got out of subway at 91st Street, a very nice sailor kissed me on the cheek very gently, and he expressed his happiness about the war being over.
Hold on, let me go back to the first kiss, the kiss that's so famous. George, how did you come to see Greta there in Times Square?
Well, my date and I come out of Radio City when they made the announcement the Japanese had surrendered. And it was getting late in the day, and I had to go back to fly out of New York late that night. So when I was walking down into Times Square, when I saw the nurse, well, the excitement of the war over, and I had a few drinks. Everybody was happy, so I grabbed her. And if you went, go back in 5 months from that date in the Pacific, we was in a heavy air attack by the Japanese kamikaze planes, and the aircraft carrier Bunker Hill got hit with a couple of suicide dive bombers, and of course, the aircraft carrier was all aflames. And my ship, we was in a position to pick up hundreds of men that jumped off the aircraft carrier. Well, later in the day, we met with the hospital ship, the Solus, and we're putting the wounded on the hospital ship, and the nurses were going right to work on these guys, and a lot of these guys were hurting. And I saw the reaction of those nurses. I believe I had a soft spot for nurses. So when we're back in Times Square, when I saw the nurse, it was that the uniform is what did it. I grabbed her because I remembered what those nurses did that day with the wounded.
And you thought Greta was a nurse?
Yeah, she had a white uniform on. So to me, she was a nurse. Evidently, she was a dental hygienist.
Do you remember, George? Did you two say anything to each other?
No, it was nothing. There was nothing said between us. I was with my date, and my date that I was with, she was a New Yorker. And today, that girl can be positively identified in the famous photo. She's been my wife now for over 60 years.
and her name is Rita.
Yeah, Rita.
Greta, what went through your mind when George grabbed you? Were you scared?
No, he was friendly. But I had to run back to the office. So I just took it for granted. If you're on Times Square and you read a sign like that and somebody kisses you, it's not a sin. It's all right.
George, why do you think people like this photograph so much?
It's because every American family was a part of World War II. There was 15 million guys my age group that went into the service. So just about every family in America had somebody in the services.
Why do you think this photograph means so much to people, Greta?
Well, it's a kind of a dream. It comes out right at the end. I mean, it doesn't necessarily be George and me. It's just a nice story with a good ending.
Well, I appreciate you both talking to us about it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, it was good.
George Mendanza and Greta Zimmer Friedman are the sailor and the woman in the white uniform in Alfred Eisenstadt's famous Life magazine photo from VJ Day 1945. You can see that photo and more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us on 88.1. Thank you.